Daf Yutes, about six lines down, Gufa. We said in the Mishnah, similar halacha, the Gemara here is bringing the Brisa version of halacha, of matzah get isha bashuk. So if you find the get isha, bezman shabal moide yachser le isha, ena bal moide le yachser le leze ve le leze. So if you're not sure whose it is, the husband is not sure, the husband claims not, woman says yes, you don't know, so we say you're not allowed to return to anybody, which would mean, in that case, it would be a suffix megureshes. We definitely find the shtar. We definitely think she's megureshes, but we don't have any proof one way or the other. But the Brisa clearly said, if the husband said it's okay, and we give it. We discussed yesterday, how do you know it's the same piece of paper? Shayos mitzuyas, huksegu shneyes ben shimin, you have a simin, you have edim, whatever. That was to determine that it was the same piece of paper. But there's another issue the Gemara brings up, and that is there's a cheshen mishpat issue over here, like we discussed earlier in the parak, about a kenunya, that they can be making a trick to steal money from someone. Here also, by a get, there could be financial ramifications, and therefore you have to take this into account. Tysus points out, and we discussed this a little bit earlier, and that from our Mishnah itself, when the Mishnah said in our Mishnah that you found the get, you returned it, and you give it to the Isha, Matzikite Noshin, Harizah Eliyachzer, it wasn't 100% clear. Are we talking about when you give it to her now, she's getting divorced now? Or are you giving it to her now and as a raya for something that happened previously? It's not 100% clear from the Mishnah one way or the other. So the Gemara brings the Brisa version of this, which clearly is saying Yachzer Law, which clearly means that you're assuming she was already previously divorced. Now you're giving it this shtar, like to be for her Raya. Says the Gemara though, but bizman shabal moedim yeh yachzelisha. Says of why? The chayra, again, from the fact that the shtar is lying on the ground, the get, no, and someone lost it, that usually indicates that there's something suspicious going on. What could be suspicious going on? Here as follows. V'leicha shem akosav lite minison. V'leinosan la'atisha. We know this halacha. You have to write a shtar. You have to write a zman in any shtar. In a get isha, of course, you have to have a zman. Can't write it earlier, etc. We know that. But if you write the shtar and you sign the get with the right date, but they don't give it until a few weeks later, right? And a lot of nowadays, always we do it on the spot. Lav dafka, we send it with a shliach, right? First mission, we set this get, and maybe get medina sayom. Obviously, you're not giving the get until many months after the date is written. So there could be financial ramifications, which are maybe kosav liten shema kosav liten minisam lenasla atishrei v'azol baal zovin peire minisam yatisha. We know with the b'sefta skubus that the husband gets her nichse melug kolzman. They're married. Any property she brings into the marriage kolzman. They're married. He gets to eat those nichse melug. When they get divorced, he gives them back. He gives her back the sada. So now what happens over here if they wrote the shtar the get in nisan? He didn't give it to her until tish. In between Nisan and Tishrei, sometimes it's Sivan or Tammuz, he goes ahead and he takes the Nichse Melug and he sells them to whoever it is. Now what happens, later on he gives her the get in Tishrei, and she comes to the person who bought her Nichse Melug, Paris, and she says, the Kasub in Nisan, Vasil Mitch of the Kucha Shalakadin. She's going to say, look, I was actually divorced in Nisan. And if I was divorced back in Nisan, then when my husband sold you all these Nichse Melug Paris and Tammuz or Sivan, they were not really his. We're already divorced and they're already mine. And you cannot tell from the Shtar exactly when it was given. Right? If you hold Edim Asira Kartis, maybe you have Edim Asira over here, fine. But if you hold Edim Chasima Kartis, you're going based on the here. Now, normally, Tosfos says we wouldn't worry about such a thing. Normally, we would just say, that's not a normal case. We're not going to be concerned. But here, where the shtar has fallen, and so now we have this concern. Maybe the whole thing is a shtick to give it back, so therefore, with the wrong date. Says the Martin, it depends. There is a Gman Diyama, the Gemara in Gittin. The Chivin Shinas, the man of the Gausha, Shivain Abal Paris. That from the moment he writes the get, even though he didn't give it to her yet, once he has intention to divorce her, at that point already the chazal take away the paris from the baal. In which case, the truth is, you're right. When he's the paris of the nixim look. When he wrote the get back in Nisan, at that point, halakhically, he loses the right to sell the nixim look. And if Itaka sells them afterwards, it was a false sale and it gets to be taken away. No one's tricking anybody. It's unfortunate. We didn't know, of course. Nobody knew about the fact that this get was written. But nobody's doing anything wrong. It's all legitimate. It's above board. But if you hold not like that, if you hold the Baal is allowed to sell the Nichse Melug until he actually gives her the get, so now we don't know when he gave her the get. And if we don't know when he gave her the get, they can be making a trick to try to take back those Nichse Melug that were sold in the interim. Michael and Maymar. So what are you going to do? So why in our mission to say you can return the shtar? Look how we have this issue. Says the Gemara, Ki asu le mitraf amrina la isi raya emas matagit eliyadoch enechanami. When a woman comes with her get and says to the person, the lekeach who bought the nichse malug, you bought them illegally, I was really divorced way back when, we tell her you must prove with Eide Mesira, when exactly the get took place. Not when the get was written, but when he actually gave you the shtar. Now, it's not clear 100% when is this halacha applied. Tosfos clearly says that this halacha only applies by a get that was lost, found, and now returned. And a get that was lost, found, and now returned, then we have the chashash. And therefore, according to Tosfos, you're going to have to somehow flag this get in all the batei dinim, so everybody knows if this get ever is used to be mighty anything from Lekuchais, we have to be able to check and make sure exactly when it was given. But by a regular get, says Taisus, you would never have such a chashash, even if you don't have to do it. Rashi and other Rishonim say no. That once we have this chashash, now this applies by all getin. By all getin, whenever an Isha comes to collect Nichse Malug, or take back Nichse Malug with a shtar get, we have to question exactly when it was given because of this chashash, and therefore in all cases she's going to have to prove with Eide Mesira or something else when exactly the get took place, which is an interesting machlokes, because if that's true, it's kind of bizarre that it almost after this getin, we didn't mention this, and all of a sudden here in Mil Bam Metzia, we derech agav mentioned Shatzar Halacha. So it's a little bit...
We did mention get mukdam amen.
But we never mentioned that she has to prove when it was given so she collect from nichse malug. That halacha never came up in Gittin. So it's interesting. Says, assuming that's the case, we can have the same issue by a shtar chayv, not just by a shtar get. This now, we had the Mishnah earlier in the parak. Matzah shtar chayv, and yesh b'mechayz dechosim lo yachzir, and we said the pshat is, v'kim nekesha chayv moida. We said, what was the issue? The leiva was moida he owed the money, but we were afraid they're doing a trick. We were afraid they were doing a trick to go collect from the Lekuchas earlier. Mishum shema kosim lilo yispenisim alava tishrei. That was mamash techashash over there. That may be the shtar was written earlier but given later. V'katov ha-kuchas shalei kedin. So, and over there we said, lo yachzir. Over here we're saying, by the get, you are machzir. What's the solution by the get? The solution by the get is that you question when you come to collect with the get. You make her prove exactly when it was given. So it says, well, why don't we do that over there by the shtar chayv? Hasam nami lahader, why don't we give back the shtar chayv? We're talking about kishachayv maida, the leiva is maida. Give it to the malva. V'chi yasul ha-mitrif, and if the malva ever uses the shtar to collect from the kuchais, namely, I see raya, emasmati shtar chayv liyatcha. Then he can say, okay, we know it was written back in Nisan, but we don't know when the actual loan took place. So why don't we just say the same answer, that he should have to prove it? Instead of saying, don't return it to the Malv at all, say, return it to Malv and make him prove it. Just like here, we're returning it to the Baal and making him prove it. So Amri Hoch, I'll tell you why. It's an interesting psychological point. Hocha gabi get isha, by the get isha, osi lokeach v'tovet. No, so what happens over here? The lokeach bought the nichse malug from the Baal. Later on, the Isha comes and says with the get, hey, he sold it to you illegally, they were really mine already, we were already divorced, blah, 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 blah. So now, the Lekach can think of the Taina. The Lekach can say, wait a second. The fact that she has a get does not necessarily prove anything about when the actual sale took place. Because the reason when this get was lost, Chazal gave her back the get, was not for her to be able to collect from Nichse Malug. They gave her the get because she needs the get to be able to go get married. Okay? And therefore, Asilo Kefetova, Amar Haydan Ahadrun Hile, that which Chazal returned to her the get, Rabbanan, Legito, which shall not target, so she shouldn't be an Aguna. Vetesit, and she shouldn't be able to not get married. Hashtar Ka'asil Mitchef, now that she's using that get to come collect from me, Tezim Tesi Raisa, Emes Vatagita Liyoda, I could question, the Lokech will question the date and when the actual get took place in terms of the Lekuchas. The fact that she has it, and the fact that Chazal said it when it was lost, give it back to her, does not discourage the Lekuchas from questioning the date on the get, and therefore, he will still question it, and when he questions it, we tell him to bring a riot. But Hocha Gabay Shtar Choyv, Vapay Shtar Choyv, the Lokeach, or his lawyer, wouldn't even question the validity of the shtar. For the fact that this shtar chayv was lost, and if we would have said, give it back to the malva, the shtar, pshita. Obviously, there must be the chazal think it's valid. Because the only reason they returned it to him is for him to collect, and therefore he won't have this taina. Must be his shtar was before my shtar, and therefore he won't question it. So it's an interesting psychological point. Does the lawyer speak over here? Will the lawyer be smart enough to question the date on the shtar? By a get, he'll say, the fact that Chazal said to return the get to the Isha does not necessarily mean anything about the actual date. It just means that she needed the shtar to be able to get married. So I can question when it took place, and therefore before I would be able to question that, and she'll have to prove what it was. Whereas by a shtar chayiv, if we actually returned it to the malve, the lawyer of the loiva would never tainted it. The lawyer of the lukuchas would never come up with such a tainted. He would assume automatically, if Bezdin paskim to return the shtar, it must be the shtar is valid, it must be they're allowed to collect from it, there's nothing I could do about it. It's an interesting kind of point. Many mefarshim, if you look in the Mishnah over here, this whole last shtickle gemara that we had from shtar chayiv until the zdat is taken out. Okay, as we've mentioned a few times already, there's a lot of lines of Gemara in this parak which are written by the Ga'onim, and they somehow get added into the printings of the Shas. This is one of those pieces where the Lailah B'Shem questioned what this piece is doing here and if it's really valid or not. And you'll see it on Amud Bey, a whole long piece like that, just pointing it out in case you're wondering about this piece of art. So therefore, we'll get to that. So we're coming out, by a get isha, you return it, but you do have the ability to question the date on the Get Isha, and Isha has to prove exactly when she was divorced. The other halacha we said in the Mishnah like this was Shechra Avadim, which is the same point. So, Shechra Avadim, Torah Bonim, Matzah Shtar Shechra B'Shuk, if you find the Shtar Shechra of an Eved Kanani, Bezman Sharav Moide Yachsel Eved. So, if the Rav is Moide that he freed him, you give it back to the Eved. And Rav Moide lo Yachsel Eved, if you're not sure, so then the Eved is Suffolk Meshuchr, and you don't return the Shtar to either person, and whatever the halacha of a Suffolk Eved Meshuchr is. Now, says the but here also we have a chesh mishpat problem. Bezman shav who rav moedem here yachsel eved v'amai l'chay we have an issue. Nechus shemakosav lita menisan v'loy nasan la'atishrei. Same issue. Since the star was dropped, we have a suspicion something's fishy here. What's fishy? Maybe the date on the get shichur was in Nisan. He didn't actually free the eved until Tishrei, 6 months later. The ozel eved v'kana nechasa menisan v'atishrei. Sometime between Nisan and Tishrei, the eved bought stuff. Now we know Masha kana eved. Kona Rabbi. So anything the Eved got, the Eved won the lottery in Tammuz, all that money, or the karka, or whatever he got, goes to the Odin. V'yazol Rav Zavineh, and now the Odin went and sold all that stuff in the interim. Now comes the Eved in Tishrei, umafikal yishtichur the kosev of Nisan. He pulls out the shtar shichur, which had the earlier date of Nisan. The katarv lekucha shleikadin, and he's going to take away. He's go back to all those people that the Odin sold the stuff that he got from the Eved, and say it didn't belong to the Odin. I was actually freed 6 months ago. This stuff that the Odin sold you was not his at all, and it goes back to me, which is really not true because he only really freed him in Tishrei. So lechay, we have this issue again. Why do we have this problem? So again, depends. We had a Gemara. The Gemara says in Gittin that we had a machlekes over here is that Eved Kanani want to be free or not want to be free. Why would he not want to be free? Well, to be free, we understand. He gets to be free. To not be free is because when he's working for a Kohen, he can get Truma. When he's an Eved Kanani, he can be with a Shifcha. The Gemara says there's a Svar that he'd rather do a lot of Znus and not worry about his freedom. So there are Svars back and forth. If you hold an Eved prefers to be free, then we have a bias Svar from a few days ago. A bias that anytime it's a Schus for someone, then when you write the Shtar, when eventually you give it in Tishrei, l'mafreya, the kinyan worked from Nisan, which means l'mafreya, the Eved was actually free from Nisan, and he's legitimately allowed to take back all those nechosim that were there. We should ask, then how can an Eved ever be with a Shifcha? Because it could be l'mafreya, he's going to end up being not an Eved, he was bezana with a Shifcha. It's a good question. But l'maisa, that's the halacha. According to Abaye, if Eidah b'chayis b'zachalei, because an Eved is a schus, then Eidah chanami, when you give the shtar in Tishrei, l'mafreya from Nisan, he was free. And if l'mafreya from Nisan, he was free, the other was not allowed to sell anything. That's a legitimate taina. But the Eved does not want to go free, and therefore when you give him the shtar in Tishrei, he's only free from Tishrei forward, and he's going to lie and say he was freed in Nisan based on the date in the shtar and go collect from the Lukuchos. So how do you give it back to him? Michael and Meimar, same point. The Chiyosu, the Mitrov, when he comes to collect, Amrina, let me tell him, I see Raya, Emos Mati, Shtar Liotcha. Same point, just like we said to the Gerisha, when she uses it to collect from the Lukuchos, she has to prove what data was actually valid, what validated. Same thing by the Shtar Shichur. In terms of Hilchos Issur V'Hetter, it doesn't matter to us, but in terms of Chosh Mishpat, you're right, whenever he's going to use the Shtar to prove any monetary issues, we have to bring Eidim when he was actually going to be free. Okay, but normally a Shtar is good enough. Normally a Shtar...
Yeah, but it just fell.
Normally a Shtar, or Mokoyim Shtar, is good. Here we're saying, because it fell, we question. The next halacha in the Mishnah was Daitiki and Matola. Daitiki, we know, is a shtar shchivmera. A shchivmera, we have a special halacha by a shchivmera that we know shdivish shchivmera kichsuvin uchimusurin dami. That when a shchivmera says he wants to give stuff to someone before he dies, it works. Normally, when a person writes a tzava and halacha, right? There's also such thing as a tzava. In the halacha, there's such a thing called yerusha. When a person dies, the Torah describes exactly where his stuff should go, to his children, to his wife, to his father, his brother, whatever it is. If a person wants to give something as a tzava to somebody else, he has to give it as a matana before he dies. He has to say, this present should take effect right before he died. Chazal made a word worried that when someone's a shchimera, he's about to die, he's going to be all stressed out about the Yerusha, and therefore he's not going to be of sound mind. So Chazal made halacha called dibe shchimera kichsumin uchsumin dami. The truth is, you could just verbally say that you want to give this certain stuff to certain people, and it automatically works. However, if you had the opportunity, you write a shtar on it, so it's documented, so there's no question. So now what happens if you find this shtar? You find this daitiki. That's what the Mishnah said. You can't return it because you don't know if he actually wanted to give it. Because remember, one extra important point we'll see right now on base, by Dime Shchimira, after he says he wants to give all of his stuff to, I don't know, one of his sons, Reuven, he can change his mind, as long as he's still alive, obviously. He could change his mind and say, nah, forget it, I don't. I want to give it to Shimon. Or I want to give it to Levi. I want to give it to my friend. He can do anything he wants. As long as he's alive, even though it's kisumi, but he can change his mind, calls man, he hasn't died. So says the Gemara like this. Don't know about it. Ezu daitiki. What is a shtar shchemira? It's actually a word. The daitiki, it's really a Greek word, but we're making a play on words in the Hebrew. Da tehe lemekam v'li'iyas. This shtar should be describing what the das of the person is, how he wants to give his stuff to. Shemeis nechasav l'plaini. So if he dies, all his nechasav should go to whoever he wants to go to. That's a daitiki. Matana. What is a standard matana? Which the Mishnah also talks about matana. Kol shekos b'mayor melachamisa. A similar matana would be if a person says that I want to split it up. I want to give you the gufa karka now, but the peris I'm keeping for myself until the time that the person dies, and then I will give you the peris. Says, but that's true. So alma iksiv mayor melachamisa udakani v'iloy loykani. A matana, you can give a matana of everything. Why is the Bryce specifically discussing a matana where you split up the kinyan aguf from the kinyan apeirus? Why describe that? So Rabbi Enochanavi, what it means is, Hochi Kamer, Ezu Matonas Beri, Shehi Kimatnes Shchemira. What is the Matonas Beri that would work similar to a Matonas Shchemira? The Laikoni L'Achamisa, that the person would not own to Achamisa. Kol Shekosim Emayayim U'L'Achamisa. If you say, I want it to work today, and L'Achamisa, which means the goof goes to the Bekabel Matona today, he owns the Karka, but the peirus are still owned by the person until he dies. Okay. So that's just a description of what these halachas are in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says you don't know if when you find the shtar matana in the street, did he actually mean to give it, yes or no? So you can't give it. But, says the Gemara again, time is lomer tenu. Ha'amer tenu, nisen. If the nisen matana or the shchemira says, no, I meant to give it, you give it. And you give it to the mekabel matana and you give it to the mekabel matana shchemira. We have a Bryce, so the Bryce says the opposite. Bryce says, Matza Daitikus, if you find this type of star, or Apotikios, which is a star that you're saying that a certain field should be a bashkin for a certain loan, or star matonois, Afopisha Shnehem Moidim, even if everybody agrees to what's going on here, Lo Yachser, Lo Lezev, Lo Lezev, you can't give it back. Now, obviously, why? We'll see in the Gemara the details, because we're afraid that you're making some sort of Chesh and Mishpah trick over here. We're afraid that this is really not a valid shtar, and by agreeing to give it now, you're going to be messing somebody else up. Who? Hold on, we'll explain. But we clearly see a stira. Our Mishnah said, by a daitiki and a matana, if they don't agree, you don't give it back. But if they agree, you give it back. And this Brisa says, you don't give it back. So how do you reconcile the Mishnah with the Brisa? So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mama Leikasha, Abba Bari Abba Shchemira. Even though it said daitikis in the second brisa, it didn't mean a shchemira, it meant a healthy person. There's two halachas over here, like we just explained. You could have a matnas shchemira, and you could have a matanas bari, which is like a matnas shchemira. What is the difference? So again, now from this line all the way down, about three quarters of the Amud, is another piece of Gemara that seems to be added in by the Ga'anim. And it's not really from the Lashon of the Gemara, but we'll read it because it explains in great detail what the Nafkamina here is. So as follows. Masnisan dektani ha'amar tunu noisan. Our Mishnah would say when you find the shtar shchemira and they agree, then you do give it to the Makabal Matana, is be shchemira. That's talking about a real shchemira. Debar mahadahu. Not only, as we explained, can a shchemira give a matana, he can change his mind at any point in time. Oh, so therefore what? Damrinan, what are we going to be afraid of? Let's say Reuven was dying and he wanted to give all his matnas shchimra to Shimon. So what are we afraid of if we give it to Shimon? He agreed. Reuven agrees now. Shimon agrees now. They lost the shtar. They found the shtar. Reuven says, yes, I meant to give it to Shimon. Give it to Shimon. What could possibly be the trick that they're doing? And do we have to worry about it? Ma'ikal ha'meimram. Dilma kosmeikar lahai. Maybe Reuven said he wants to give it to Shimon. Ve'imlach. And then he changed his mind. And he didn't give Shimon the shtar, and that's why you found the shtar on the street, because he actually never used it. Then Reuven said, forget it. I want, instead of giving it to Shimon, I don't like Shimon anymore. I want to give all my stuff to Levi. Okay. And he writes a second shtar to Levi. Now, we don't know if this is true or not. We're just worrying. Maybe this happened. He wrote all the stuff to Levi. Now, Hashta, now that we found the original shtar that Reuven wanted to give to Shimon, he's trying to change his mind. He's still alive, Reuven. He's changing his mind from what he gave to Levi, and he wants to give it back to Reuven. Okay, to Shimon. He wants to give it back to Shimon. So now, Iba Matnas Bar Yovle Leslei Pseida. If he, it's Matnas Bar that he given, there's no Pseida. The Chinafka Tarti Basrais Zochi. The Hoder Bay Mikamaisa. If he gave to Levi with a matnas bari, which you cannot change your mind on, and Levi's star is dated later, and Reuven, when he gave to Shimon, we know is a matnas shchimira. We know a matnas shchimira, you can always change your mind. So if now you have two stars, Shimon comes to Bezdin and says, hey, I have a matnas shchimira from Reuven, the field is mine. Levi says, that's nice. I have one dated later that says it's mine. Who wins? The later one. Normally by shtaris, it's the earlier one who wins, whoever got it first. By matnas shchimira, it's the opposite. It's the later one who wins, because you can always change your mind from the earlier one. So we have nothing to worry about. Might as well give it. We can give this shtar to Shimon, because even if there's an outstanding shtar from to Levi afterwards, Levi will get it anyways. Levi won't lose anything. Even if Levi also got it as a matnas shchimira, less lapsay than the basrai, so he's also not going to lose. Zochi once he changes mind, so once he changes his mind from Reuven giving, once Reuven changes mind from giving it to Shimon, then Levi always gets it. Whether Levi got it a matnas bari, whether Levi got it a matnas shchimira, makes no difference whatsoever. And therefore, in that case, where the shtar of Reuven and Shimon was a matnas shchimira, we can always, when we find it, if Reuven and Shimon agree, give it to Shimon. Because the only thing you have to worry about is that maybe Reuven meant to give it to somebody else. When that someone else produces the shtar, whoever's the last dated shtar wins, and Levi won't lose. Nothing to worry about. When the Brisa said you can't, that's Bebari. That's talking about where the shtar between Reuven and Shimon was not a matnas shchimira. When the shtar between Reuven and Shimon was a matnas bari. Matnas bari, the halacha is, whoever is first gets the karka. The lav bar mahadu, because you can't change your mind. Damrinan, because then we're afraid. Dilma kosvel haimeikara, maybe you meant to, you were thinking, Reuven was thinking to give it to Shimon. V'imlech, and he changed his mind. V'le'yavle, he decided not to give it to Shimon. V'hadar kosvin shachrin, and he gave it to Levi. V'yavle, hashtek ohadar be'ay me'ahu. Now he's changing his mind. He said, forget it. I don't want to give it to Levi. I really want to give it back to Shimon, but it's too late. D'yavle, v'savar mahadar le'metzina hadrina be'ay. I can't change from what I gave to Levi. It's too late already. Eimar, so I have a trick. Emlu dano lahai liyosvi lahai yasivim in ahadrin hile kasava. I will give Shimon back his original shtar. So that when Shimon pulls out his shtar, he will be predated, and as a matnas bari, the first one always gets and he'll get it.
So why, we don't, why is it only the second one that he can't do it, but not by the first one? Why don't we say the first one? He could.
I don't know who the first and the second is.
Reuven gives to Shimon and then to Levi. Yes. Why don't we say that Shimon can't? Because Shimon also has a shtar bari in his hand.
Shimon has a shtar bari, yeah. And that's why we're not giving it to Shimon. Shimon lost the shtar bari. It's on the ground. Yeah. We find it. The question is, if we give it to Shimon, are we going to be maybe messing somebody else up? The answer is yes. Yep. Because maybe Shimon never got it. And therefore, by giving him this predated shtar, you're going to be making him take the field, which really Reuven gave to Levi already. And by giving him an earlier shtar, he's going to be taken away from Levi. You're not allowed to do that. So what do we do? We tell him like this, we're not going to let you give the shtar to Shimon. Maybe you wrote the shtar, but you never gave it to him. And maybe he really gave it to Levi. You're trying to back out of Levi's deal. If you claim that you never gave it to Levi, and you really want Shimon to have this field, and you want to give it to Shimon, no problem. Write him a new shtar. Write him a new shtar with today's date. Lahai kisa lehashta kasa achrina v'yavanile. The yavas the inish achrina less they pseida the kadam zochi. If there's nobody else out there with a shtar, then Shimon will get it. If there is somebody else out there with a shtar that was dated before this one, he'll come take it. So if you want to give it to Shimon, you could, but you have to give it to Shimon with a date of today, not with a shtar that was dated 6 months ago, and we don't know who you tried to give it to in the interim. So that all makes sense when the shtar between Reuven and Shimon is a shtar bari, which case the earlier shtar would take effect. Whereas in the first case of our Mishnah, we're talking about a shtar shchimira, which case the second shtar would take effect, and therefore you could always give it. Very nice answer, but it doesn't make any sense. Maskev lor zvid, va'aydi v'adi daitikas katoni. The Brice on the Mishnah said daitiki. Daitiki means a matna shchimira, not a matna zbari. So what's this? You still have the stira. Are we dealing with Reuven or are we dealing with Reuven's children? What's the issue? When the Mishnah says you give it, we're talking about where Reuven is still alive. The Bar Mahadru calls man Reuven is still alive. He could change his mind a million times. That's the luck of a matna shchimira. You could change your mind a million times. Even if he gave it to Levi as a matna shchimira, less they pseida. The kamu basra basra zochibe. If he gave Levi as a matna zbari, Levi would get it. If not, no. Dohada maybe kamu. You change your mind first one. So therefore, you can always give it because a man of shach. Always we say the last one's going to get it. Whoever the last one with the latest shtar is going to get it. Not problem. But that's bebrei. We're talking about Reuven is already dead. And if Reuven's already dead, now there's no more changing your mind. Everything's fixed in stone once he dies. So now we don't know who to give it to. Maybe Reuven wrote to give it to Shimon, but never gave it. V'imlach can change his mind. Ubasar mis avua after Reuven died. Now the children gave it to Levi. Now the children, when they found this lost star, they're like, oh, Givaldik, we have a trick now. We gave this thing to Levi. We're now going to pull out this star and give it back to Shimon. And now Shimon's going to claim it was his because Shimon got it when our father was alive. And now we'll split the profits. I can't take back what I gave to Levi. We'll give the shtar back to Shimon. Let Shimon take it away from Levi. We'll split the profits with Shimon. So in that case, of course, we don't let the lost shtar go to Shimon. We say to the children now, we're not going to give the shtar to Shimon. Maybe your father wrote it to Shimon but never wanted to give it to him. And you gave it to Levi. Now you're trying to change his mind. If you're telling the truth, that you claim your father really gave it to Shimon, right now for Shimon a second star with today's date, the even if your father didn't get to him because then if there was an outstanding star from Levi, Levi would still get it back from Shimon. As you can see, this whole long piece of Gemara was very verbose, not very nusach verbose.
Okay,
you look it up. Okay? And therefore, it's not a lot, not normally the way the Gemara would express itself in this type of teretz. And therefore, clearly this is from the Gaina, but the Svaras make sense. The Svar makes sense that if we're dealing with a matnas shimira, in which case the first guy always goes first, so give it back. What's the difference? If there's someone else, it always get it. But if it's a matnas, the last guy, I'm sorry, the opposite. Yeah. By a matnas shimira, the last guy always gets it because you're always changing your mind. Whereas by a matnas bari, the first guy always gets it, so you have to be careful, you can't give it back. One more piece. We said in the one more piece I want to see from Rashi. Rashi points out that we have a question. Look back at our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, and this we didn't deal with. The Mishnah said, and we learned, and we medayik ha'amar tenu. Nice. And if they say give, you give. So by get isha, we explain why. By an eved, we explain why. We're not worried they're going to ask the question. By a daitike, we said we don't have to worry about by shtar shchimira if they say give, give, because we said whoever's last gets it. The Mishnah also said matana. And a matana is a matnas bari. And we just explained in graphic detail by a matnas bari, you cannot give it back. By a matnas bari, since the first guy gets it, if you give it back now and it's predated, you're going to lose. So how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says matana. So Rashi is an echanami. You're going to have to say that Remember, the Mishnah never said him Amar Tanu Naisin. That was a diak we made from the Mishnah. We're going to have to say that that diak only is applicable when you don't have this chashash. But if you have the chashash that you're going to be predating a shtar and stealing from someone, then it wouldn't be applicable. And therefore, on the word matana, you're not medayak Amar Tanu Naisin, because then but matana, you have to be worried. Look in this long Rashi, explains this point in case you're wondering. Tana banan. Matzah shoiver. If you found a receipt that an isha got her ksuba from the Baal. Okay, so bismansha isha moida yaksu labal. Okay, so if the isha says yes, I got my ksuba and I already paid it off. This is the receipt I gave to my husband for what he paid me. You give it back to the baal. And isha moida yaksu labal. If you're not sure whose it was, did the isha write it and not give it to the husband? Yeah, so you don't know. It's a suffix ksuba. You don't give it to anybody. But bismansha isha moida mia yaksu labal. So melachay over here also we have a trick. What's the trick? We know an isha sometimes in those days would sell a tevas hanar nur ksuba. She would sell an investment to the ksuba. The isha knows if the husband divorces her or if he dies first, she gets 200. Okay. She goes to a person in the shuk and she says, look, I'm willing to sell you the right to collect my 200, but obviously I'm not going to pay, the person's not going to pay the full 200 because maybe she won't get her ksuba. If she dies first, there's no ksuba. So he'll pay, let's say, 120 shekel. He'll pay 120 shekel based on the actuarial risk rates, whatever. He'll pay 120 shekel to be maybe collect the 200. Says the more like this. Maybe this receipt, which says that the husband paid up the ksuba, was written in Nisan, but he actually did not pay the ksuba until Tishrei. So what? She goes in Tammuz and sells someone an investment in her ksuba. Now, if she had already gotten the ksuba in Nisan, then when she sold to that person, it was a waste of time. If she had not yet received her ksuba, then the husband was not supposed to give her the ksuba in Tishrei. He was supposed to give to the investor. But here, the receipt is predated. So we don't know if it actually was happened in Nisan before the guy invested, or if it happened after Nisan when the guy after the guy invested. So Tishrei mafik le shevet the custom of Nisan, v'ashim mitzvah to l'kucha shalekidin. The husband's going to go to that guy and say, hey, you don't get this ksuba. The ksuba goes to me because I paid the ksuba way before you invested. So why do we return it? Zamar Rava says there's a gevaldik halacha. Shmami, no, we see from here a gemara we had in Ksubas. Isol de Shmuel, Shmuel's halacha. Damar Shmuel, amecha shtav chayv lechaver v'chaz v'machlo im machlo. V'afil yarei shmeichel. Shmuel says an amazing halacha. If I have a shtar chayv, the Reuven owes me money. And I sell that shtar chayv to somebody else to go collect. So he pays me, obviously, a reduced rate. If I then go be meichel the chayv, it works. It works. Because Lamaisa, Reuven owes me the money. Reuven doesn't owe that other person the money. And if I want to be Meichel the Chayv, it works. Obviously, that reduces very much the amount that someone's willing to pay for such a Chayv, because I can always be Meichel and mess up the Lekech. But that's the halacha. And therefore, here also, when the Isha sold an investment at her Ksuba, if later on she ends up saying to the husband, Meichel, it's Meichel. And therefore, the Lekech took that into consideration when he invested in the Ksuba. And Erkanami, if the Shtar is predated, it doesn't matter. She's Michael. And there's nothing to do about it. And it happens. Abai Amar, few time or less than Shmuel. Even if you don't hold of Shmuel, we're talking about when she has the piece of paper. If she has the piece of paper, obviously she did not sell it to somebody else yet. If she did not sell it to somebody else yet, then you have nothing to worry about. And no one's going to get messed up by returning the receipt to the husband. Rava Amarno, Imishim Shtar Ksuba. If your only proof here to protect everybody is because she has the piece of paper, that doesn't help you. Chashilah Shtar Ksubas. Maybe there's a second Ksuba. Maybe she sold one and she's holding on to the other. And you still should be worried when you give back the receipt. You're messing up the guy who invested. So Abai already took care of that by saying Abai's not worried about two stars. Abai Chadosh Shtar Ksubas Lechashin. He's not worried about two. And here Abai comes back and says, I don't even have to come on to my first halach of Shmuel. We said maybe the answer is why you don't have to be worried about it is because if she's Michael, it's fine. That's the way it is. Too bad. The truth is, when you write a receipt in Nisan and then you don't give it till Tishrei, that is a schus. Remember, it's a schus, a receipt. Anytime we have a document that's written that was a schus, just like we said by the get shichrur, and we said earlier by shtar choyv. Anytime something is a schus, it automatically works lamafreya when you give it from the original date, because it was zochaloi. And therefore, when the woman writes a receipt in Nisan, even if she doesn't give it to the husband till Tishrei, when she gives it to him in Tishrei, it does lemaisa work back from Nisan, and it halachically messes up the lokeach. We're not worried about messing up the lokeach. We're only worried about messing up the lokeach illegally. If it really wasn't messed up, and we try to fake it. But if lemaisa really was messed up, either because there was a mechila, like Shmuel, or if you hold those a mechila, the receipt works in Afreya, then erchami. Every lokeach who buys a ksuba from an isha has to understand there's a lot of risk involved with such an investment, and you have to price it accordingly. But therefore, in this case, when you have a shaver that you find, and the isha's maideh, you could return it to the baal, either with the isha holds a shtar, or if you hold like Shmuel, or you hold like a baya. Okay.